Headline I want to talk about today is new home sales drop 5.9% as builders wait for supplies. Lots of statistics and numbers in this article that comes from Florida Realtors today that they covered on the 23rd of June. And the link is in the show notes if you want to go directly to that article, but I'm going to cover the commentary on it. Subheadline reads, May new home sales dropped to the lowest pace in a year with prices up 18%. Part of the reason, 20% of builders limited sales activity to manage supply chain problems. So we've been hearing all year that lumber prices have been going up, up, up. And while in the recent weeks, those prices have come down, they're still more than 210% higher than a year ago. And OSB prices are up 380% over the last year. So even local builders were seeing this in Panama City Beach. I was recently asked to go evaluate a home that was a resale. It's actually an older home, not recently built, but we did sell a house on that street about a year or two ago, and it was just shy of $600,000. And the new construction that is popping up around there is now priced at $949,000. So just in a short couple of years, we're seeing the same house gone up by 300%, or excuse, not 300%, by $300,000. That's roughly about 30% in that specific area, while the rest of the nation has seen prices go up about 18% from... let's look at this here. It says, this article says the median sales price in May was $374,400, up 18% from $317,100 median sales price a year earlier. And then the article rounds off with saying that entry level buyers are most affected by the higher prices. Just a year ago, shares of sales priced below $300,000 accounted for 44% of sales. While this May, it dropped to 26. I'm actually thinking about, D.R. Horton specifically. That wasn't the price point of the homes that I was talking about that went from, 500 something to up to now over 900. But D.R. Horton has made a lot of the first-time home buyer or entry-level market homes home to people here in Bay County. And I'm wondering how that's going to affect our local economy of our entry-level buyers. We're working with some people that are on fixed incomes. They're not in a sliding scale, if you will. Some of them are tied to military. They have a base housing allowance. You have other trades such as the medical field and automotive, the tourist industry, hospitality, all that is going to have a trickle downhill. If we can't get people to work, we have to raise the pay scale. So that's just going to infect inflation if, everything is going to trickle downhill. So it starts with supply chain problems, pricing of supplies, and, if the prices go up, everything else has to go up too. Let me know if you guys have been affected by the rise in home prices and the cost of home ownership. Reach out to me on Twitter, Facebook, follow on YouTube. If you guys are needing to buy or sell property and need representation and you haven't made a connection with a local realtor yet, our team would love to help you out. You can search for us online, Bay Real Experts. Again, my name is Sean Casilli with Coldwell Banker Realty in Panama City Beach, Florida. And thanks for tuning in, you guys, and I will catch you on the next one. Bye for now.